Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, September 11th. Red across the board in the grains today as we await tomorrow's WASDE report at 11 a.m. Central Time. So we had December corn finished down a half cent at 366 and three quarters. We spent about the last 5 days in the corn in about a 4 or 5 cent range between 364 and 368 as we anticipate tomorrow's numbers. Crop progress came out today, delayed by a day due to technical difficulties at the USDA, has the corn at 68% good to excellent versus 67% last week and 61% last year. So a bit of a surprise increase in the crop ratings there when normally in August they would decline. That, in addition to the downward momentum added by the wheat and the soybeans, probably keeping any kind of rally in the corn in check. They're looking tomorrow for the yield to be shaved slightly, about 6 tenths of a bushel from 178.4 in August down to 177.8, and that would reduce the stocks from 1.684 billion bushels down to 1.639. In the world corn numbers, they're looking for decline of about 1 million metric tons from the August number of 155.49 million metric tons down to an average guess at 154.48. We'll have to see how that plays out. We've got the funds still short about 55,000 contracts of corn, so they are not really committed one way or another, not a very large position there. If we get a bearish number, plenty of room for them to add to that short position. USDA this morning did announce a sale of 138,000 tons of corn to South Korea, so the demand has remained pretty good, and with the possibility of shaving a few bushels off of the carryout, we'll see if we can generate any positive momentum in the corn. Taking a look at wheat, we've got December down 9.5 cents at 518 and three quarters, Kansas City Deese down 8, 522 and three quarters, Minneapolis Deese down 4 and three quarters at 575 and a quarter. After yesterday's brief short covering rally after a down week all week last week, the return lower continued today. So in spite of the perceived production problems out of Russia, they keep exporting at a pretty good pace. Maybe this is intended to stay ahead of any possible limits that may be imposed later on if the actual problems start to come to the forefront. So, maybe they just want to get that stuff out the door while they can. Spring wheat on crop progress is 93% harvested versus 87% last week and 94% last year. Again, we've got the funds still long, about 45,000 contracts in Chicago and 50 to 55,000 contracts in Kansas City. So if we do get any kind of bearish number out there tomorrow, we'll have to see if there's any acceleration in that fund liquidation. As far as the world number, I think traders will be keeping an eye to see if the USDA is keeping up with the declines that are being reported for the rest of the world. The average estimate for the wheat carryout, 257.58 million metric tons versus the August number at 258.96, so only a decline of about 1.4 million metric tons there. We'll have to see how the funds react to that. Taking a look at beans, we've got November finishing down 13.5 cents at 831 and three quarters, missing the contract low close at 831 and a half by just a quarter of a cent. We put in a low today at 830 and three quarters. Funds are still short about 65,000 contracts of beans, may have added a few thousand today on the way down there. Traded as high as 49 and a half overnight, but couldn't hang on to those gains. We keep failing around that 850 area. USDA this morning announced a cancellation of 192,000 tons of beans to unknown. This, combined with the crop progress report, which showed an unusual increase in the good to excellent number from 66% last week up to 68% this week, and that's versus 60% last year, but that little increase there may have also added some selling pressure to the beans, as normally you don't really see those increases during the month of August. For tomorrow's report, the average estimate for the bean yield, 52.2 bushels per acre versus 51.6 in August. and that would produce a carryout of 830 million bushels. That's 45 million above the August number at 785. We've had some private estimates with that bean yield at somewhere around 53 bushels per acre. So if you add that 0.8 of a bushel per acre on about 90 million acres, now you're going to look at a carryout pushing slightly over 900 million bushels. So we will have to see with the funds short 65,000 contracts how aggressive they might want to be if we get that kind of a carryout, possibly testing the 826 and a quarter lows from July 13th and 16th. In the world numbers for the beans, they're looking for a world carryout of 107.29 million metric tons. That's up about 1.3 million bushels from the August number at 105.94. So again, the market's eagerly awaiting tomorrow's numbers. Hopefully we can move past them. And then the market again will be looking towards the resolution of trade issues, the USA and Canada meeting to try and work out a NAFTA deal now. And there are some more scheduled meetings with China early next week. Not sure what may come of those. In outside markets, you've got the dollar up 11 ticks at 95.22. Crude oil higher, $1.99 a barrel at 69.53. And the Dow Jones up about 90 points in pre-opening trade. Now, that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.